Asha Bhosle, the singer whose voice is a mainstay of the Indian film industry, is our guest today. Her voice has been heard in thousands of performances, and she is the best-selling singer in the world, certainly the best-selling that many of us in the West have yet to hear. She sang her first film performance at the age of 10. Her older sister, Lata Mangeshkar, had already made a name for herself, and Asha was in her shadow early on in her career. She's recorded thousands of songs in every language and style imaginable. Her two latest albums in the West include a tribute to her late husband, Bollywood film director R.D. Burman, recorded with the Kronos Quartet, and A Love Supreme, an album of ghazals with a bonus disc of some of Asha's best-known film music. I asked the 72-year-old Bhosle to explain what a ghazal is.
Ghazal means the songs, but different. The deep meaning songs, love songs, preaching songs, and very good poetry. And ghazal means not Bollywood music, filmy music. It's a semi-classical, Indian classical, semi-classical, not too much classical, but you can improvise any song that way. So ghazal means that.
And these recordings, although the music is based in North Indian tradition, have been redone and reworked. Is this common with a ghazal?
Because people, youngster, doesn't like too much tabla and peti and everything old-fashioned. So we put guitar and, you know, modern music like that. And recording also very old records, and the sound was not good. So we done a very clean and good sound.
One of the ones I wanted to play is apparently one of the all-time favorites, which would be Awargi.
हाँ ये दिल है पागल दिल मेरा ये दिल है पागल दिल मेरा क्यों बुझ गया आवारगी ये दिल. This song is a very nice song.
Let's play the new version of that our guest today, Asha Bhosle, sung on A Love Supreme.
ये पागल दिल मेरा क्यों बुझ गया आवारगी ये पागल दिल मेरा क्यों बुझ गया आवारगी इस दश्त में एक शहर था इस दश्त में एक शहर था
Asha, what's the story of the lyric of that?
It's very difficult to say Hindi to English. Mm. My English is very poor, you know that. Mm-hmm. So I can't say that Awargi. It's very, Marfat means, what do you call it? Marfat means preaching Allah. Everything is like, you know, preaching song.
Mm-hmm.
He says Awargi.
Mm-hmm.
But it's very deep meaning. I can't translate it.
One of the things throughout your career you've done is it seems like you're always challenging yourself in one way or another. Did you enjoy the challenge of setting these to new backing?
Yes. Because this song is very big challenge for me.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's very popular song, and you know, very popular musician, great musician, they sang that song. And when I took this song, So it's challenge, very big challenge.
Mm-hmm.
If it is not correct, then people will laugh at me. My whole career will be, you know, shattered. That's why it's very big risk for me.
Definitely. But it seems to me to be something that you have done throughout your career. Early on, you kind of had to sing against character, perhaps, in order to get a breakthrough into the cinema, because you would sing some of the things that were might be a little bit more risque than other songs. What was it difficult for you to break in, even though your sister already was singing, filming?
Yes. Because Didi was very, Lata Didi was very famous.
Mm-hmm.
So many artists at that time. And I was very new and very young. So they gave me songs, anything. So I have to sing that song. And I have sung. And when 1960,
mm-hmm.
that scene little bit changed. 70, it's completely changed.
Right.
And, yes, but because of the big artists, you can't get chance. It's very difficult for new artists.
One of the things I think people in the West might wonder about Filmy and the use of songs in Indian cinema is, why use a playback singer? Why not have you, Asha Bhosle, on the screen?
Have you seen me?
Oh.
Have you seen my photograph? No? No, because the artist very beautiful, like Meena Kumari, Madhubala, Nargis, and whatnot. But they can't sing.
Mm.
God gave them face, and God gave us voice. So that's why playback singing is popular. They can't sing.
One of the other questions which always amazed me is that you're able to sing in so many different Indian languages and other languages. Do you have to know the meaning of the song in order to put it across in a filmy?
Yes. If you don't know meaning, then you can't put feelings. So I ask them, what about this song? It's love song or something different things. So they're telling us that this is love song. Like in Tamil, they say Kadal means love. So Kadal word is coming, then I know it is a love song.
Mm.
In Gujarati, Marathi, Punjabi, we can understand every language. So it's not difficult.
One of the joys of the release of Love Supreme here in the States is the second disc of all these wonderful duets from different films over the years. And I thought we might talk about a couple of those, including one you did with your late husband, R.D. Berman, the first one. This seems, is this somewhat of a comic duet, or maybe explain the duet to us?
Not comedy,
mm-hmm.
but the girl and hero and heroine,
mm-hmm.
They are in difficulty. The people, they want to catch them, and they put different makeup, the dancers, and they sing. Rajesh Khanna and Mumtaz. So that, Ruidam, tara para 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 para. This song, no?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So R.D. sang that song because it's very difficult, that Ruidam voice change, no? So, but it's very difficult song. And it's popular also.
Now, is there anything in a film that he wouldn't do? I mean, he is the director, he would write, and he would sing?
Yes, this song. Not every song.
Mm-hmm.
Freedom! दुनिया में लोगों को धोखा कभी हो जाता है, आंखों ही आंखों में यारों का दिल खो जाता है।
दुनिया में लोगों को धोखा कभी हो जाता है, आंखों ही आंखों में यारों का दिल खो जाता है।
There's Duni Amin from Asha Bhosle with R.D. Burman. That's one of the romantic duets included on Love Supreme, a new album from Asha Bhosle. And we're having a chance to talk about some of this music today on The Cafe. One of the other duets I wanted to talk about was one you do with your sister on
sister.
Here. Yeah. And it is one that you say here. The song being kind of a healthy competition because it's so difficult. Both of your parts are so difficult to sing. And I'm talking about the piece called...
Yes. O chaan jahan wo jaye, O chaan jahan wo jaye, tu bhi saath chale jaana, कैसे हैं कहाँ हैं वो हर रात खबर लाना, ओ चांद जहाँ वो जाए। Do you like this song?
Oh, I love it. I love it. What were the difficulties of singing together on it for the two of you?
Not difficulty, but little bit, scared. Mm-hmm. She's older than me, 4 years she older than me. And big sister, big singer, everything is big. And I have to compete with her. I don't want to go ahead, mm-hmm. but together. It's... my mind, I shouldn't be less than her, so that's why I was at that time very, but I like challenges.
Now, what era would this have been recorded in?
It must be late 50.
Hmm. But this is wonderful to hear. This is another one of the duets recorded by our guest Asha Bhosle and her sister Lata Mangeshkar.
चले जाना कैसे है कहाँ है वो हर रात खबर लाना, ओ चाँद जहाँ वो जाए ओ चाँद वो राह अगर
Asha Bhosle and her sister singing a duet. It was one of the ones included on a new double collection of Asha's work here in the West. Asha, last time we talked, you were singing live with the Kronos Quartet, who did a wonderful tribute to your late husband, R.D. Burman, And I wanted to play one of those recordings we made from that. And it's a really fun piece of music, Ekta Deshlai Kadijalo. Did you enjoy recutting this with Kronos?
Yes, it's different because less musician, 4 or 5 musicians, and Adi got 50 and 60 musicians. So it's different is there, but it is very sweet.
Indeed.
No noise, nothing, yes.
Ekta desh lai kathi jalo tate agun pabe shiter kash theke dure palo tate agun pabe tobu amake ar pabe na tobu amake ar pabe na karuna mai ho hela korchu are amai ni khela korchu korchu tumi amai ni khela korchu
Ekta Deshlai Kadijalo, our guest today, Asha Bosley, is singing live for us and singing there with a performance we had with the Kronos Quartet from the album You've Stolen My Heart, the music of R.D. Burman, which came out last year. Asha, one of the things you've done after singing so much in India is you've really made an effort to branch out, whether it's singing with Michael Stipe or doing this project with the Kronos Quartet. Have you always been, you seem very motivated to take your music to the entire world. Has that proven to be an effective thing for you?
Yes. Now I want to sing again.
Mm-hmm.
Ask me with whom.
Who do you want to sing with now?
Santana.
Oh, that would be wonderful.
Yes. Yes, I like to.
Mm-hmm.
If he agrees, so I will sing with him.
Well, he's...
It will be very different. And, you know, R.D. Burman loves him. Very, very, he's a fan of Santana's.
Mm-hmm.
And I know his music. Every record I know is Santana's. Because we are talking and listening Santana, Santana. So I like to do with him one song. One song. I don't want one record or anything. One song. It's my wish.
Well, we'll plant that seed. Hopefully he'll hear it and that'll happen. Well, let's finish off with another piece, actually, the one that we were inadvertently talking about before that begins, A Love Supreme, another...
Aaj Jaane Ki Zid Na Karo.
Yes.
Yes? What, you know meaning?
Yes.
Today, you don't go. Don't say, Aaj Jaane Ki Zid Na. Sarakti... जाए हैं रुख से नकाब आहिस्ता आहिस्ता सरकते जाए हैं रुख से नकाब आहिस्ता आहिस्ता निकलता आफताब आहिस्ता आहिस्ता सरकती जाए है रुख से नकाब आहिस्ता
beautiful gazelle that begins Love Supreme. Asha Bhosle, thank you so much for spending some time talking with us today and certainly for your voice over the years.
Thank you.